The National Office of Club for Growth has been criticizing former Governor Thompson for months on everything from health care reform to whether Thompson supports Governor Walker on issues like collective bargaining and high-speed rail. At a forum at Marquette University, Thompson fired back at the Club for Growth and other large political action committees called super PACs.
They want to destroy, like the Club for Growth, setting out in New York and Washington, D.C., with a lot of money, and they want to be able to come in here and tell you that I'm not good enough to represent you.
Thompson later clarified that he's likely to accept more campaign donations from outside Wisconsin.
I will solicit people nationally to support me, absolutely. I have to.
State Democrats continue to think Thompson is the GOP frontrunner over other Republican Senate candidates Mark Newman and Jeff Fitzgerald. Democratic Party spokesman Graham Zielinski says in a way he sympathizes with Club for Growth's view of Thompson.
These right-wing groups have some of the same criticisms that we do. He's flip-flopped on everything. He's for the Ryan plan to end Medicare. He's against it. He's for high-speed rail. He's against it. He's for collective bargaining for public employees. He's against collective bargaining for public employees. Nobody knows where his positions are anymore.
At the Marquette appearance, Thompson pulled back on his support for Milwaukee-Madison high-speed rail, muted his opposition to anti-union right-to-work legislation, and stopped saying he'd have handled the collective bargaining issue differently than Governor Walker. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.